And it's on my
Love Talk Radio.
I'm right here with my co-host, West St. Mary, and all my SOGs, you know. And we just going right, to get right into it and pray in.
Come on, let's pray. Yeah.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth,
yes,
as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom,
yes,
and the power,
yes,
and the glory,
yes,
forever. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
So we're going to go all around the table.
Yeah.
And we're going to ask the SOGs how they week been, how they been doing. And I'm going to start with Chris because I started on the left side. I'm going to start on the right side.
Amen.
What's up with it?
Yes, sir.
Nothing but Jesus. But it's been a blessed week. This week I started at the hotel, San Bernardino.
Yeah.
Off the chain. It's on 2,000 Ostrom's Way, San Bernardino.
Yeah.
On the hill. Beautiful out there. But, man, the view. The view is amazing. But started working over there. Everything is going really good. I mean, the whole process is just changing the culture. So we let the spirit just run.
Yeah.
Drag it, man. The spirit is going to loose on these people.
Yeah.
They can be blessed. But this is just step one. I mean, the goal eventually is about to flip it. It's about turning the housing. I'm talking to the owners. We started from the fourth floor. We're going to lock it down and we're going to move on down. Linoleum. Replace some carpets, like everything is just coming to fruition. So, the God is mad, my God is blessed. I had trained there too.
Yeah.
Trey started training a couple of days ago. So, Trey's gonna take over that night here. We're gonna get that 1-2 foot. 1 in the morning, 2 in the morning, 2 at night. So, God has been blessed, man. Your progress. I love every week. It's your progress, man. So, that's my week.
Yeah. Let's get that
man. Amen. No harm. Talk to Johnny, all my SOG Johnny. How you doing, man?
Johnny, this week I'm 2.5 days right now with no cigarettes.
Yes, yeah.
Progress.
One week I had
a
good
time.
I told Bishop the Lady April, you know, I was going to help him to sell the water when the Holy Spirit showed me how. The Holy Spirit showed me, put it online, and promote it with the radio show, make a little commercial.
Mm.
A little drive for the radio and online, just sipping right up out of here. So that was my week. It was made that way more than that. That was a lot of experiences, but I keep it up. And I'm still here.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. How you got Almighty SOG Trey? How you doing, man?
Man, I'm doing good.
Had
a very blessed week, and I give that up to God. And I want to thank Him for that. Give it up to God. God. Jesus Christ.
That is right.
Hold up. When you get to your turn,
like first, you know, you have that little man, you know. Well, now you just look and say, yeah, you know, today.
Big.
Now
we got Almighty SOG, Dwayne.
Hey, you know,
my dog. What you got to say, Dwayne? All the time. Come on, what it is, man? Then we got Almighty SOG, that nigga black.
I thank God for my week, you know. I just realized yesterday, man, that is good, you know. You know, you look at me and I go to work, you know, I get the assumption like, man, this nigga just is another nigga. Like, you know, we're going day by day. But, you know, yesterday I had to talk. I'm like, dang, you know how you get those prison trades? You know, you go to jail, everybody's in the jail.
Yep.
You know how you get those different sentences?
Yeah.
I'm like, you know, my plate is that, but I'm getting good sentences. So I'm like, you know, and that's what I realized yesterday. It's like, I'm like, I ain't got no baby plate. You know, I ain't got the cafeterias where they giving you a squat. And so, and I'll tell you a little bit how it went, you know, and this is when I'm like, dang, you know, my plate is big, but I'm going to do it. My mom called me. My sister called me. She's like, you know, you need to talk to your brother. And I can't know how I am about my brother. I'm like, you know, I got my brother, but then I'm not about to go to jail and go. You know, I'm not about to do the whole visit. Nigga, that means I got to write my name down, give my information, show my ID. I'm going to see my brothers and sisters for that fact. So I'm about to write my name down and talk the way y'all want me to talk. No, I'm not signing up for it. So when I go, I'm going to go without signing. But anyway, you know, she called me. She was like, you know, your brother wants to talk to you. You know, he's under 15 years. And so, you know, prior to that, it's been on my heart through the whole, you know, through the whole weeks or whatever, you know. And I was like, damn. You know, the Spirit was telling me, like, man, if my brother comes at me with, but I was thinking, because I was basically thinking, like, man, he's going to tell me, like, man, I got to, can I be there for my nephew and my niece, you know, help take care, you know, be an uncle to my, you know, to my nieces and stuff, you know, man up. And I'm thinking, like, man, if she say that to me, you know, I'm going to have to do it, but then, yeah, I can't do it in vain. Like, I got, if I do it, like, nigga, you got to change your life. You can't go back to jail, you know what I mean? But anyway, that showed me, like, dang, I have a lot. But, you know, I walk around like it ain't nothing, and I stayed out for that. But that was my week, you know. It's just manning up and just going with it, you know.
I'll be dealing with the same thing, man. I got my little situations going on and stuff like that, too, bro. I'm going to get to that. I gotta go around everybody because I know I got something to say. I got something to say, but we're gonna talk to the man who ain't got much to say. How you doing? You got Almighty SOGD.
Hey,
you whispering.
I think you're doing
it. You gonna come in here with that Michael Jackson voice? You know.
This week has been a blessed week for me.
Yeah, shout out for the win.
Man, you know, you know, outside of my Cadillac.
Jesus.
I was just around the church, you know, doing what I do. Now, look, there's a young lady who passes by, man, like often, and she always speaks. And,
you know, I can't
even get
you.
You
don't even
know.
They got a name.
I don't need this kind of problem.
They don't want this. They don't want the missus on the table.
Why do you guys have the eye in the Illuminati?
What'd you say?
Actually, that's not the Illuminati. And I said the eyes for the all-seeing eye, for Almighty.
That's it.
The Illuminati, what they did was, man, they just take things and they took it from the church.
They always take it from
the church. They try to confuse everybody.
Yeah.
But that's the Alpha and Omega.
Alpha and Omega.
Holidays, that all that garbage, we not get down like that. I still glad, but I'm glad you asked the question because a lot of people, man, you know, they're scared to come up in here, you know, because, you know, they're scared to get whooped. You're more than welcome. 11:30.
Look, now we got Mr. Talkative over here talking during my radio. I'm still the fattest boy in the world, though. Now, my week has been actually blessed. You know, my nephew's dad, he got out of jail on Monday.
Hey, so, you know, hey, hey.
He's supposed to be that's a whole nother story. We're gonna talk about that. But he's gonna be at church tomorrow, definitely.
He got out of jail Monday.
So you know this whole situation about my nephew, you know, I've just been really dwelling on it, and every time I overthink, I start to get these headaches, you know. And my mom was just telling me, you know, like, don't overthink it. Like I was talking about last week, you know, I can't overthink things because my head gonna explode. I just gotta do it. There's nothing you can think about so much to where you can't just do it. If you can think about it for hours at a time, then you can just do it, you know?
You wanna know the key to being a great businessman?
What is it?
It's not that, you're the best businessman because you can do all of this. It's not that, bro. The key to being a great businessman is taking on one thing at a time. And the one thing at a time is taking on what you can carry. And so once you take on what you can carry, once you get humble with it, you know, you can move on to the next thing. You know, and I said that, I'm sorry to cut you off. I thought about that yesterday, and that's a part of my testimony. You know, that's why I can eat more than one thing, because, you know, I'm going to eat my potatoes first, and then I'm going to dive into them, you know.
That makes sense. My thing is, you know, it's not about taking on multiple things at once. I just dwell on how I'm gonna take on these things. You know, even if I do it in order, I just dwell on that. You know, that's something I gotta work on myself. So, in the midst of that, you know, I'm happy he's home. You know, he's taking care of his child better than my sister ever could. You know, and a child needs a father figure in his life, you know. He was the one teaching him how to play with his toys, you know. He was the one teaching him how to, you know, not scream in the middle of, you know, all types of stuff that your dad can tell you, you know. Slap you in the back of the head, But, you know, God is good. I looked at one of my Instagram stories, and I'm 9 months sober.
What?
You know, I'm 9 months sober. I haven't smoked any drugs in 9 months. And, you know, come on, man. So that being said, you know, as black saying goes, that being said, I feel good. You know, my body is in motion. I feel spiritual, you know. And not only that, I turn 24 next Saturday.
Oh,
so, you know,
yeah.
God is just being real good, you know. It's a blessing, not only that, I gotta give a shout out to my brother, because, you know, we in the same motion, you know. Wet paint birthday. Come on, Pikey gang. What? It's on Wet. Yeah, I was just gonna say that. Come on.
The wedding day in the world.
Come on. You know, I'm feeling good. I got my purple on today. You know, it's purple all down. You know, I got my army pants on, and I'm ready for war.
What? War stand for?
What it stand for?
We are ready.
Come on.
Another
one. We are ready.
Hold up. I just wanted to say, y'all better be prepared today. Cause anybody who out on that court is getting bought up today. Don't talk to me.
I don't think y'all want to talk to Donovan.
Look. You set the city on fire. I'm finna set the court on fire.
What
would church be like in my generation? So when we take over the church and I expect all of us to be ready. I expect us to be in a position to where all the stuff that people is doing now, they won't be doing, you know, the drugs, you know, the the fatalities we have and people killing each other, stuff like that. I expect all of us to have a plan, a game plan for this younger generation. You know, even though, even if we don't make it to that point, or we don't make it to the point where, you know, everything is good, I want us to have a plan for the next generation, you know, blessings for generations to come.
Can you answer that question? I don't want to hear Andre again, but I want
everybody to get it.
Can you say
it again? What would the church be like?
And bro, okay, and I want to say this, bro, I like your answer, but that's my answer. Because it was cool, but that's where we at now, you know, we setting it up.
Nigga, that's my answer. What's your answer, nigga? You can't tell me my answer wrong, nigga.
Nigga, how you going to tell me my answer wrong, nigga? Go ahead.
My generation, you know, we're going to be some gangsters,
you know? Already gangsters.
You know, we not, because, nigga, you got too many gay niggas out here. My nigga, I went on Instagram at work. My nigga,
gang said this. Gang said this.
Like, look, and gang's supposed to be the hardest blood outside. Yeah, he's out of mic, but he's supposed to be the hardest blood out, right?
This nigga said, man, I'm for Dwayne Wade. You know, you got to be a strong father.
I said, nigga, I would never, never in my life support this nigga.
What did Dwayne Wade do? No, he ain't on. He ain't on.
Excuse me, you know, he got up like a gangster, got up to the mic and said, yeah, you know, You see how Bishop came in? He didn't say, our Father who art in heaven, can you please sit over? He got up, stood up, and got on the mic and spoke his peace. You know what I mean? So that's how church going to be.
But no, like I was saying, that's why I said my answer is not wrong, you know? It incorporates in your answer too.
No,
because of the simple fact, nigga, we gonna be gangsters, but nigga, you can be all gangster in the world with no plan. You still gotta have a plan. All right, go ahead.
All right, look.
I was in when I first came to the church, I was high as hell. Nigga, I was sitting in the back of the church falling asleep. It's a difference. It's a difference between.
Call your mama. I'm like, no, don't call my mama.
Don't you cry
find it amazing that they could die for the big homie, yet Jesus Christ died for you and you can't even live for him.
Can you find this? Can you find this amazing?
That the gangsters that's in the street, I don't care how big they are. I mean, I've seen the biggest ones. I don't care how big they are. When the police come, they run. But when
you look at
the
police,
they run. All you see is the back of the
light.
But when you got those gangsters that come out the church, they step two.
I got gangster-like tendencies. You know what I mean? And what I mean by that is, like, to answer your question, what makes me different from the niggas out there? Bro, they're cowards. And you say, okay, how are you a coward and being a gangster, my nigga? So many gangsters are out there and they will lie to another nigga. But when have you learned me to lie to another nigga? You know?
It's a fad to be a gangster. Like, they seen Snoop and all them niggas on TV for 1,000 years. How many was a fad?
Snoop ain't even gangster.
On air, they can hear it. Snoop was an SOG just like you, but he felt to go another route and he's like trapped.
He wanted the money.
Tupac, SOG, just like you. Before they all got caught up in it, we're all the same, right? Well, that comes with the record deal, right? So when it comes to us, we'd rather sit back and wait until God moves. They want to wait until God moves. They're kicking down doors. They want it now. But when you kick down the doors and want it now, you deal with every little thing that comes with it.
So you get a choice. You get your booty played with or you wait.
There it is.
I'm trying to wait.
Now nigga, I'm not getting my booty played.
You said, I'll sock you.
I'll talk to you
right now. Me, Dow,
and Cal. Thank God for the motel people, the hotel people. That we was having a meeting about my man Chris, and we were standing there. Bishop, turn around. I turned around and they said, those two ladies over here need you. I said, they need me. He said, yeah, but they really need Jesus. I said, what do you mean? He said, that's not ladies, man.
Oh. Hey, they're coming. They're coming to our community.
I got three things to say. Hold up. First thing, let me tell you why they're coming.
They're hearing that there's work in San Bernardino.
So the news people get on
and says San Bernardino is not a place to raise your children.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's number five. It's worse to raise children, right? And so I was talking to my cousin, right? And I said that, you know, God is about to bless us with the police department, the sheriff's department, and I told my cousin, I said, what's going to happen is we're going to take our stuff back, and they feel that we don't know what we're doing.
They can feel how they want to.
Hey, look, I'll tell you, wait. Can I say something?
They feel that we don't know what we're doing. That's why you guys are beacon of light. You guys are the original sons of God on earth. Make a difference.
There was a story, you know, before I learned to learn in the Bible, you know, I used to learn it in Sunday school. My grandma was my Sunday school teacher, so I'm asking that. But there was a story. Moses went to, he said, let my people go. Okay, so Pharaoh said, okay, nigga, go, nigga. Y'all gonna go see that y'all ain't nothing without me. You know, the kids, like, oh, you for real? You gonna let us go? Go, nigga, so go. God told Pharaoh, you know, get your best chariots, your best swordsmen, your best horses, and go get them children. And so it may sound twisted, you know, why would God say this? But listen to the story. So, you know, they go in, Moses, like, come on. Everybody, like, yeah, we running. They get to this wall. The wall is a big ocean, you know. So everybody's like, dang, let's go back.
Why we leave with you anyway, Moses? Nigga, you stupid. Why we follow you? Nigga, you made us come with you all this way, and you got us stuck. Then we might as well just go with now, bro. You stupid. Your God ain't real. Moses says, you know, have faith. You know, and it's not a. So, you know, God spoke to me. So they turned around and they funny. They like, Dad, we can't go back. So Moses, what you and your God gonna do for us? You know, so Moses, he did his thing, went to his prayer closet, had his own relationship, you know. And God gave him the Holy Spirit, sent him the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit said, wave that stick. Wave that stick. Wave that stick. When you just kicked him, the Bible said it was winds from the east wind, something like that. It's lit, you know, they said. People say, you know, Moses raised it. You know, the Bible says strong wind came in. You know, so they all came. Right. Everybody's like, oh, dang, you know, your God is real. Oh, okay, my bad, Moses. My bad, you the nigga, you that nigga. Now let's go, come on, they coming. So they going. Now they're like, dang, okay, they following us. What we going to do? Moses like, nigga, just keep going. Have your faith on God. Keep looking forward. Nigga, why are you looking back? God said, move forward. So they moving forward. So they're moving forward. Okay, they get to the ocean, sea, whatever you want to call it. You know, when they got to the end of it, so they get to the space. You know, the space. You know, I believe they was low on food and stuff. You know, stuff like this. But they get to the wilderness. You know, they think about food and et cetera. You know, so everybody's going to Bishop. Like, dang, Bishop, my nigga, you brought us out here in the Dino. You got us in here. We ain't got no food.
I'm tired of drinking that water.
Hold on, niggas get hands. So, you know, when we come to Bishop, like, man, Bishop's like, man, what? Like, man. So Bishop's like, man, okay, look, y'all. Y'all stay right here. Have faith in God, y'all. I'm going to go up here, and I'm going to go ask God to supply me the things I need to take care of y'all, to be a good leader. So, you know, he leaves us. He leaves me and Akeem to take care of y'all, niggas. You know, everybody over here partying, you know, doing our damn thing. We like, man, Bishop gone. I'm like, man, pop that bottle. That nigga can't see me. You know, I'm like, they like, man, but the Bible says don't get drunk and black. I said, nigga, Bishop not here. I'm gonna get drunk. I said, so, you know, we partying. We doing our damn thing. You know, Bishop comes back.
Yeah.
And Bishop comes back. Now, when Bishop came back, he see everybody doing stuff that's not of God.
Except
you know, we just gonna say everybody. You know, so at this point, everybody has a choice.
You was just caught last week doing something. You
forget all that. Bro, forget all that.
Listen to the story, bro. Stop pointing people out. So you know, so Moses come back. He see everybody. You know, everybody, nigga, even Dwayne. You know what I mean? See everybody. But you know what the spirit told Bishop to say or told Moses to say. Now you have a choice. You know, yeah, black, yes, I'm sipping this, but hey, in the midst of me sipping this, I still have a choice.
Right.
You know, like, damn, should I just, you know, set it down for a little bit and go over here? Or, you know, so then his choice, he says, you know, whoever's not on God's side, no, he said, whoever's on God's side, get on the right, you know, roll with us or get rolled over. If you're not on God's side, you know, you're not paper ready, nigga, get
that's
on the
right.
You know, so. He threw the stones. Okay, now I gave you a little vivid version, but do you know, now those same times, that same story is in our time today. Because, you know, at the top when Bishop came back, and he came to look at the whole world, and now we're out of this. You know, I'm going to take us out of this picture. You know, when he come back and he stand on the motel mountain with Chris, you know, the hill with Chris, you know what he's seeing?
He's seeing
a whole world watching SpongeBob. Nigga, taking it up the sphincter. you know, the gay pride parade to the point he's like, man, like, okay, I'm glad I told you now it's time to throw those tablets. And I told you that to say because, like, you know, the gangsters, okay, for example, you know, he was like, you know, so you going to sell dope? You know, God gave me a choice. You know, I can either sell dope for that real or sell dope for your radio station. You know, God gave me a choice. So in that same instance, you know, we're the heathens.
Yeah.
You know, we're separated from them because they had them with these ways. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So in the midst of that, you know, we're separated. And you know, and I will say with a lot of people wobbles with us, man, after realizing I seen this like 2 weeks ago, I said it to Bishop and cut me off. Michael Torat, my little bull, he's an important part in this puzzle. But a simple fact, and I would tell y'all, when we went up to that motel, when we
when we went up right here, when those white ladies came, Michael was in control of those children. Those children are going to listen to Michael. Why? Because he's got a direct, for example, y'all will listen to me. Why? I have a direct leadership, you know, with Bishop. You know, that's his son. You know, that's my, you know, we all know Torah. That's the bull. But, you know, so we have to make sure he's not, you know, my nigga, stop holding the hips like that. My nigga, shoot the ball. Bro, get up. You know what I mean? Because it's like now what he's a resemblance of us.
Can I
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Now he's a resemblance of us, right?
Okay, then you got to be present. But we're setting the example now. You know what I mean? I think John didn't do it time after time. He'd go sit with some rapper, right? He'd be trying to build that rapper, right? And his outcome is to be getting paid from that rapper. And then the rapper take off and done it stuck. You know, but he invested that time by sitting there saying, you're going to be great. I'm going to show you how great you're going to be. Yeah. Nobody pays attention to that time that you, those would be the words. And then see, like Black said, Torex is a house, right? So I see him. Mm-hmm. Everything is weak. I know how to tear it down. Look at this little gems right here. This was going to be really cool. And you know what I mean? So we investing, like right now, I'm investing my time in you guys. All right? Because I know the outcome is going to be incredible.
Right.
So, yeah. Let me shut up.
If anybody out there needs prayer, if you got a question that you need answered, if you just want to talk about your day, call in. We'll pray for you. I just wanted to say this. Nigga, you should be a nigger.
A nigger?
Niggas wearing wigs.
Not Alberto A. Cover him. Not Alberto A.
And I'm just thinking, I'm like, bro, like, do you think this is cool? Like, you really think this is? He had a blonde, he had a blonde bob wig on. You know what a bob is?
You really know something? And I told y'all the whole story did
breakfast, man. I told y'all.
That's another cool thing. I was watching the music video. This nigga Young Thug had on a dress. In my my mind did I want to go put on a dress, or I want to put on lipstick? That's what makes us different from the niggas.
Let me tell you something. Now, this is a big picture. This is why we got to show the world how to be. I'm going to ask you, Jonas. You think we pretty cute? We're pretty gangster in this, right?
Nigga, what you mean?
Nigga, we don't do that. We don't do that. All right, let's pray out. Oh.
Go ahead.
Pray out. I ain't got no words, John. I ain't no rapper, John.
No, you the bonus.
I'm a basketball player.
You the coach.
What are
you doing?
I don't know.
Pray. Salute. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth, on earth, as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is your heart right here. Your heart's right here. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag. And to the Savior.
Whose
kingdom is that? One brotherhood. Unto all mankind.
With service.
And love.
Bro, who's trying to get on this court?
Stop talking. Didn't I tell y'all not to say nothing?
Especially you.
Keep that same energy. You got balled up last time. You don't understand. Go sit down. You're talking out the neck.
It never was about the money.
Did you think he's somebody now?
It never was about the money. I can't let you know that.